Sure. It's good to be on your show.
Complaints about unwanted telemarketing calls have been around for so long, and yet they're still number one on this list year after year. Why haven't things gotten better?
When the law was first enacted, there were a lot of questions about interpreting the law, and telemarketers were kind of learning the ropes. So to a large extent, that's the kind of complaint we saw at the time. But since then, the marketplace really has changed in a bad way. As technology has become more and more advanced, it's become easier for criminals to take advantage of calling technologies using the Internet. And what we're seeing is that many of these telemarketing calls that are pre-recorded sales pitches originate from overseas boiler rooms. And it's very, very difficult to find them, first of all, and to shut them down, especially from the state level. You know, our jurisdiction extends to the state borders and, in certain cases, to the borders of our country.
So technology has made it possible for these boiler rooms, as you say, to go overseas, and it's also cheaper.
I read an FTC criminal complaint against one company that was shut down a couple of years ago. This company was able to make 2.4 million calls per day, which equaled 27 calls per second. Well, when you're blasting calls like that every day for years at a time, you're eventually going to find some suckers. And apparently it's very profitable for these criminal organizations to use this channel for their fraudulent activity.
So while the state and federal agencies are working on this, there are things consumers can do.
When you get one of those pre-recorded sales calls, just hang up. They will often prompt you to push a button to talk to a live person or press a button to be taken off the sales call list. But when you press a button on your phone, it does a couple of things. It identifies your number as a live number, and it identifies you as a person who will respond to a fraudulent sales pitch. Just hang up. That's the smartest thing you can do as a consumer.
It appears as though, despite your best efforts, these nuisance calls are going to be with us for some time.
Well, it does seem that the criminals out there are smart enough to stay a step or two ahead of law enforcement's best efforts and the best efforts of state and federal agencies like ours.
Sandy Chalmers, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Terry.